VOA News. I'm Christopher Cruz reporting. An eight-story building in a residential area of Istanbul, Turkey collapsed Wednesday. At least one person has been killed. Several others, if not more, are trapped under the rubble. The governor of the city told reporters that records show 43 people lived in the 14 apartments in the building, and he said the top three floors were built illegally. The United States is seeking to reassure allies it is not abandoning them or their efforts to destroy the Islamic State terror group, despite an imminent planned withdrawal of U.S. troops from Syria. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo spoke to the 79-member Global Coalition to Defeat ISIS Wednesday in Washington at the State Department. He said while the nature of the fight is changing, American goals remain the same.
The fight is one that we will continue to wage alongside of you. The drawdown of troops is essentially a tactical change. It is not a change in the mission.
In his opening remarks, Pompeo said it simply represents a new stage in an old fight. The fight is one that we will continue to wage alongside you. President Trump said on Wednesday there's no basis for a powerful legislative committee to investigate his personal finances. Hours earlier, Adam Schiff, a Democrat and prominent critic of the president, also the chairman of the House Intelligence Committee, said the committee, which is now in the hands of opposition Democrats, would broaden its investigation to go, quote, beyond Russia and examine whether President Trump's concern for his financial interests are driving his policy decisions and other actions as president. At the White House, the president said no other politician has to go through that. It's called presidential harassment. And it's unfortunate, and it really does hurt our country. He said of Schiff, he has no basis to do that. This is VOA News. Turkish President Recep Tayyip Erdogan is accusing the United States of imperialism in its efforts to oust Venezuelan President Nicolas Maduro. Erdogan's latest verbal salvo in support of his ally Maduro comes amid growing U.S. pressure on Turkey to end its support for the beleaguered Venezuelan leader. High-level talks between the United States and China are set to resume next week in hopes of ending an escalating trade war between the two economic superpowers. On Wednesday, U.S. Treasury Secretary Steve Mnuchin confirmed to reporters at the White House that he and Trade Representative Robert Lighthizer are headed to Beijing, quote, with a large team. A new report by the United Nations claims North Korea is working to ensure that its nuclear and ballistic missile capabilities cannot be destroyed by military strikes. VOA correspondent Steve Miller reports from Seoul.
President Trump hailed tremendous progress in his dealings with North Korea, but the United Nations report found evidence of a consistent trend on the part of North Korea to disperse its assembly, storage, and testing locations. In addition, the UN report said North Korea continues to defy Security Council resolutions through a massive increase in illegal ship-to-ship transfers of petroleum products and coal, rendering the latest UN sanctions ineffective. North Korea has said it will never unilaterally give up its nuclear weapons unless the United States first removes any threat to it. A second summit is planned between the U.S. and North Korea for February 27th and 28th in Vietnam.
Another top Democrat in the mid-Atlantic American state of Virginia has admitted to wearing blackface while he was in college in the 1980s. Associated Press correspondent Julie Walker reports.
Attorney General Mark Herring says he and friends wore brown makeup and wigs in 1980 to look like rappers like Curtis Blow at a University of Virginia party. He says he understands the pain blackface causes. Herring, who plans to run for governor, is among those pushing current Governor Ralph Northam to resign after a photo of two men, one in blackface, another wearing a KKK robe and hood, appeared on his medical school yearbook page. After apologizing for appearing in the photo, Northam said it wasn't him, but did admit to wearing blackface in 1984 when he dressed as Michael Jackson.
Wednesday was observed as the International Day of Zero Tolerance for Female Genital Mutilation. The United Nations estimates at least 200 million girls and women alive today have been subjected to FGM, a procedure that partially or totally removes female genital organs. The UN is calling for action to eliminate the procedure by 2030. You can find more on these and other late-breaking and developing stories from around the world around the clock at voanews.com and on the VOA News mobile app. I'm Christopher Cruz, VOA News.